Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of Fusion Worship. My name's Johnny Hume. Firstly, I want to say thanks to everyone who tuned in last month and downloaded the podcast. Now, for a full track listing of this month and last month's shows, you need to go to my Fusion Worship Facebook page, and there you can find links to my podcasting website. Just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year. Play it safe, and I'll be back in the new year with episode 3. Now, this month we're going to do a very special podcast for you guys. We're going to do a mix that I did back in 2003. This is a studio recording of a live mix that I did at New Wine in Scotland. I had an absolute fantastic night. Kids were jumping around and bring back very special memories, so I had the idea of making this available as a podcast for you guys to check out. I'm sure some of you might have heard this before, but enjoy the mix. Again, I'd love some feedback on my Fusion Worship Facebook page. Thanks everyone who left a message for me last month. So again, this month, please leave a message, and it'd be great to hear what you think this month. A big thanks to Ian, who helped produce the CD for me. I know you're listening, and enjoy it. So here it is then, my mix, Wonders As Viewed Eternally. Fusion Worship.
Here I am.
Take the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground.
Who are you?
I am that I am.
I don't understand.
I am the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You were born of my mother, your heaven! You are our brother!
What do you want with me?
I have seen the oppression of my people in Egypt, and have heard their cry. So I have come down to deliver them out of slavery and bring them to a good land. A land flowing with milk and honey. And so unto Pharaoh I shall send you.
Me? Who am I to lead these people? They'll never believe me. They won't even listen.
I shall teach you what to say.
Let my people go!
But I was their enemy. I was the prince of Egypt, the son of the man who slaughtered their children. You've chosen the wrong messenger. How can I even speak to these people?
Who made man's mouth? Who made the deaf, the mute, the seeing, or the blind? Did not I? Now go!
With it, you
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of the men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born out of natural descent, nor of human dissension, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me." From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
Bye. We'll be right back. right in the heart of this, he gives them a template for talking to God. God in heaven, you're our dad. We respect what you stand for. We want others to stand up for you too. Please bring heaven on earth, people living life your way like the angels do. Please bring us what we need to keep us going each day. Please acquit us as we cancel our grievances and throw them all away. Please pull us back from the edge of evil if we're falling or being thrown. Because you're all that matters. You're able to do it. You're to take the credit. Because you're on your own. It's your throne. Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
liberate me. Get me over the border and out of this civil war with myself. Answer? Jesus the Liberator, the boss. Who's going to cut us off from Jesus' love? Will hassle manage it? Or pressure? Will us getting victimized cut the tie? Or will starvation do it? Or hypothermia? Or cancer? Or an Uzi 9mm? No. We're winners always round because of our connection with Him. Nothing gets to cut our ties with God's love that Jesus proved. Nothing. Not life or death, angels or demons, the now or the future, nor any of the powers that be, nor distance or anything else in the cosmos. Zero. Zilch. A big, fat O. No way you're going to measure it. The height, the depth, the scale of all He knows. No way you get ahead of Him, what He decides, which way He goes. Who can understand 0.1% of God, who's advised Him, surprised Him? Is there anyone God owes? For it all comes from Him. It all goes to Him. All matter orbits round Him. All permission goes through Him. He's beyond superb. He outlasts infinite. He's the intimate, the ultimate, the all-round awesome God. All credit goes to Him. Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Shine your light on me.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. And you will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are the people the Lord has blessed.
Fusion worship.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and the garden causes seed to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.